Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking energy. Michael Hackett has the rundown.
Sam, our guest today is Stacy Crowley. She's the director of the State Office of Energy and the governor's energy advisor.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Brainerd and Howard Rosenberg. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program Stacy Crowley. She is Director of the Office of Energy for the State of Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, man.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Let's start out, if you wouldn't mind, just explain your portfolio.
Of projects within the Office of Energy.
What comes under you?
We focus on several things. We focus on renewable energy, how to promote the industry, both solar, geothermal, and some wind. We focus on energy efficiency, being that the growth of construction is very slow. Energy efficiency is very important to keep construction workers at work. That includes everything from commercial building retrofits to residential retrofits. We also look at alternative fuels and trying to promote biofuels and alternative vehicles transportation.
Okay, let's talk about this renewable energy because it's a very interesting situation where we have all the basis for this, but somebody has to buy the power. And the big project down near Laughlin, we had Steve Sisolak, the Clark County Commissioner, on the program a couple of weeks ago. He's very excited. Thousands of jobs potentially, thousands of permanent jobs after the construction, but California Edison is balking at buying that power from them. And there was some comment, I believe, in the Vegas papers last week that Senator Reid is being asked to intervene. What are we able to do to encourage other utilities to buy this renewable energy? Otherwise, what's the point?
Right. Well, that is a constant struggle that we have. We are developing relationships with our regional neighbors, California primarily, to understand their power needs. They also want to be responsible for generating their own renewable energy. So it's just a matter of balance. California California's new 33% renewable portfolio standard, which they have to reach by 2020, forces the issue, and it forces them to think a little bit more quickly about how they're going to purchase their energy. So we do have some advantages. We're right next door to California. We do have a few substations that directly connect to the California energy grid. But it's a matter of balance. They need to understand what benefits they can get, California can receive by purchasing Nevada's power.
Is there a cost benefit? Because in some cases, our cost of energy is higher than in California.
Well, generation prices are decreasing. Both solar and geothermal are fairly low. Solar has dropped dramatically in terms of producing the energy. We hope that our other assets, the tax environment, our labor costs, can be low enough that we can make the business case that exporting our power to California is a good deal for both Nevada and California.
Stacy, your office also plays a very important role in economic development, and I think it's pretty much agreed that this is going to be the defining issue for the Sandoval administration. Last week, Brookings Mountain West and SRI International released their economic report on their plan for economic development for the state of Nevada. In this report, it identified seven industries that they felt should be targeted in terms of being able to jumpstart our economy and our economic development activities. Clean energy was one of those. And if I just may read from their executive summary, it says, clean energy is a high potential target for Nevada because it capitalizes on the state's renewable resource base, its established geothermal expertise and headquarters strength, its proximity to large energy markets, and its capabilities in construction and project management. And then it goes on further to identify opportunities. What are your thoughts on this, and how does this change what your office is currently doing?
Well, the Brookings SRI report was very well done, first of all. I think it revealed some of the key focus areas. They certainly aren't different from what we're working on now in the office, but it helps focus our efforts, I think. The geothermal industry is very important to Northern Nevada, especially, and it's also a very attractive renewable resource for the region. It's a constant base load energy, and that provides something that wind and solar, which are more intermittent, do not. We also have those geothermal companies based here in Reno, and so that provides other benefits in terms of good paying jobs and things like that. The other component of that report is energy efficiency, and as you said in the quote, project management, we have expertise in project management and construction management, and that's something that we can take advantage of in the energy efficiency world. We can rehab or retrofit some of the large buildings that have either been vacant or otherwise underutilized, and we can make sure we take advantage of that. So certainly the Brookings report is in line with what we are focused on. The governor has been very optimistic about the work that we can do in renewable energy field and manufacturing. That was one of the other components of the report. Certainly by developing a manufacturing hub here, such as the project down in Laughlin and, for example, Aminex, which is a solar concentrated solar manufacturer moved to North Las Vegas, those are the kind of companies that we want to move here.
Has there been discussion between the governor's office, your office, and the congressional delegation in terms of using the clout surrounding that Senator Reid has to encourage these other companies to take this energy? Because that's the whole thing. That Southern Nevada project in Laughlin, which would be huge, will not happen. The manufacturing part will not happen unless they can sell that energy.
Sell that power. Absolutely. During Senator Reid's energy summit back in August, Governor Sandoval, Governor Brown, and Senator Reid sat down and talked a little bit, and that was something that the senator was very focused on. He'd like the two states to work together, and so we're working on that right now, actively.
All right, let's take a break. More with Stacy Crowley when we come back.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stacey Crowley. She is the Director of the Office of Energy for the State of Nevada. Michael Yakira was on the program a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the transmission line that's coming down from wind energy from Wyoming and will end up just about northeast of Las Vegas. And he was kind of questioning the need of why we wanted to buy or import wind energy from Wyoming. Your thoughts on that?
That project
was a federal deal.
Yes, that project's interesting, and it's among several projects that are exporting renewables across several states, ideally to get to California. And it's something that California is going to need to want to buy. And I think that's where the real issue is going to be. Is that 3,000 megawatts of wind something that California utilities want to buy? And it is going to squeeze through a fairly tight corridor in terms of transmission corridor planning through the Las Vegas Basin. So I think it's still up in the air as to how successful that project will be.
Well, also, I've heard questions raised about, even with the Laughlin Power Plant, whether the pipeline is wide enough for that transmission line to accommodate all the energy coming through there as well.
Yes, and transmission planning is a big focus right now. The federal government, FERC, issued an order 1000, that is requiring regions to look at transmission planning, to look at them region-wide, understand how you allocate costs for projects that are regional in nature, and how you work with your neighboring utility infrastructures. And I think that's something that is very important to understand, especially with these large transmission projects being considered.
And I think, just to kind of follow up on that too, the problem really exacerbates itself once you get into the Las Vegas and Clark County area, because you have a lot of different restricted areas in terms of where transmission lines cannot be sited. For example, the Sunrise Study Area, Nellis Air Force Base Zone, and so forth. So to me, that seems to really add to the complexity of trying to position a transmission line, whether it's for delivery of the energy in this market here or to export it out of state.
Yes, you're right. I think both the state under a nonprofit, it's called NEAC, and NV Energy are looking at alternate transmission planning routes. It's something that's important because you're right, it is congested in that area and there's going to be limited transmission capabilities. Are there other regions or other areas of our state that we can develop transmission lines that still capture our renewable resources and bring them to the load centers to our west? That's what we're working on.
When Michael Yakira was on the show, as Sam referenced the other day, one of the things he spoke of was their renewable transmission initiative. Mm-hmm. What has been your office's involvement in that particular initiative?
Well, we're certainly aware of it and following it closely. They haven't released the types of projects or where they're going to be located, but they're going through the process, and I think they're getting to a point where they're going to ask the generators, the developers of the renewables, to make a commitment to decide to plan further. So I think they received some interest, a great deal of interest, primarily in the South, but it's going to be the next step is the cost associated with these transmission projects and the planning. And so we're just following it and happy to participate as much as we can.
And that raises a huge question, which is the cost. As the power companies are forced by the federal government and then the states to increase the amount of their portfolio that comes from renewables, obviously there is a higher cost, especially with solar, and you need a backup plan because obviously solar does not operate 24 hours a day, neither does wind. demand, so you need regular energy being transmitted to be able to balance that load. Mm-hmm. At what point does the consumer really start to take it in terms of increased power costs? Because you have the older power plants that have already been built that we're paying for over a 20, 30-year period, and now we're bringing on new energy development that we're going to have to pay for as well.
Yes, costs are certainly a concern, and one of the primary focuses of this federal Order 1000 is to look at the costs and how they can be attributed to the beneficiaries and what that means. So understanding...
What does that mean?
Exactly. And we are sitting in regional meetings every week, either on conference calls or visiting, as is the PUC here. And we're trying to understand what the benefits are. They are, of course, they are getting the power to that load center, but they're also job-based, tax-based, that kind of thing. So those benefits need to be defined. Really, right now we're going through this, and it's at this very nascent stage, which you would think it wouldn't be, but typically each state would serve their own needs. And now we're talking about regional grids and networks. We need to talk about how those are going to be allocated.
As part of the initiative, and I know this was part of legislation that was going through this past session, isn't one of the components is to bring capital to these companies that are interested in developing transmission? And if so, what role does your office play in that in terms of trying to facilitate some of those arrangements?
Certainly. Absolutely. Finding the right capital is essential. And that is a piece of the puzzle that we are working on very hard. That upfront cost, the construction cost, is where transmission developers would like to see states or utilities as a partner. And so we're looking at all sorts of options, including hybrids of those, and understanding where those first costs then can be paid back over time is where we're focusing our effort right now.
Are we getting much interest from China beyond the Laughlin project for doing things in Nevada? And isn't it a little surprising that they would consider putting a factory in Nevada versus, you know, the low cost they have of doing that kind of thing at home?
Yeah, certainly. Well, I think the China development of solar has been what's brought the cost down in terms of solar technology. So they have certainly advanced that much more quickly than we have. Some of the solar installation manufacturing components here in the U.S. are still rather expensive. So I think they see a market where they could really do well with a lower cost product in the States. But certainly that would be a very important project for the Laughlin and Vegas area. And ideally, it's done at a cost that is sort of a win-win for the U.S. and the Chinese.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for being here. We'll welcome you back, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Career College of Northern Nevada, we take pride in the tremendous amount of success our graduates attained.
I have recommended it to many of my friends.
I would definitely recommend a CCNN student to other companies.
CCNN offers career training programs and associate degree programs to prepare you for a successful and fulfilling career.
I chose CCNN because I wanted something short and quick.
They helped me with placements in the job that I have today.
They pretty much pushed me.
You'll receive hands-on training that gives you the experience employers are looking for. Our goal is to ensure you can enter a career training program to help you achieve your educational and personal goals.
I have 3 kids and I really needed income.
I feel very successful and I owe everything to Career College of Northern Nevada.
If you'd like to begin a new career in health information technology or any of CCNN's programs, and if you're ready to be our next success story, call now.
When you're looking to go, where the feeling is right, play to win, see a show to the Nugget tonight.
Do
the nugget to win a mini a month and up to $40,000 instantly. Play Camp Win a Lot now through October.
So for fun that won't stop, do it here, do it right. Bring your friends, hit the top, and to the nugget, and to the nugget, and to the nugget tonight.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Brainerd is here, if I can get his name right, the community activist, and Howard Rosenberg, former regent and professor of art at UNR. So I wanted to ask you, Howard, because we haven't had a chance to really talk about this yet, Occupy Wall Street and how it affects UNR. What kind of talk has there been? What kind of discussion? Because I don't think we've really seen people out in the streets since the 60s in this matter.
I don't think it has affected, at least it hasn't affected my students in one way. In another way, it has. The kids the other night did an art blitz. Unfortunately, it happened just when the weather turned its most poisonous. But they started making art at 6 o'clock in the evening. They went 24 hours, and then they auctioned off the work that they had completed. At the end, they're taking the responsibility for themselves to make what they need to make in order to keep making art. And damn, the people didn't support them. It was wonderful. We had a huge ceramic sale. Wonderful, wonderful stuff that a lot of people got some really good buys. Our kids don't. My students, at least from what I'm seeing, don't hold hands and moan and groan and protest. They take things into their own hands and, okay, enough. Let's get going with this.
What do you make of all of this, Bill?
Well, having gone to UCLA in the 60s and watching protests there and saying I would never get involved in any protests anywhere, what's my take on it? People are upset, but going to the streets like that just and setting up camps is not the way to get things done. The way to get them done is to go to the voting booth and vote the people out that you don't like and vote the people in that you do like. I have no use for protests. And also what happens is you get the rioters along with them and you get the crime, you know, the attendant crime with it. That doesn't help your cause, in my judgment.
All right, so Michael, let me turn to a close by topic, which is if you're looking at government as being the solution, let's look at the super committee that is facing this Thanksgiving deadline as we're taping this on the 21st, mm-hmm. and that part is going nowhere.
That part is absolutely going nowhere, and even though the deadline is Wednesday, it's really by tonight that they have to get this done, by midnight tonight, because they need 48 hours for it to sit and be digested by the other members. But, you know, to me, this is ridiculous, and I don't know if this is a new low on the part of Congress or if that's even possible. But it's just to me, this is ridiculous. Here they are. They created this super committee to get away from the houses as a whole dealing with this issue, and hopefully bring reasonable minds together to accomplish something. And it's the same dynamic playing out. And I just, to me, it's inexcusable. What's
actually
going on.
There's no gun to their head. They can keep on they can change this whole thing.
There is no gun to their head, but if they don't do anything, certain cuts are going to come into play anyways, including cuts to the Department of Defense. So the question that remains is, are members of Congress going to try to intervene to prevent some of these cuts from happening?
Well,
so what happens to our credit rating?
The cuts really aren't going to come in. They still can, after this, after the deadline.
They got till 2013.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they can legislate and get rid of all of these deadlines. They can change everything. There really is no concrete penalty for not doing anything. And quite frankly, both sides don't look like they want to do anything.
Howard?
You know, this is going to sound very strange, but it's something that I learned a long time ago. It's democracy. It's messy. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it works really well. And even the part that doesn't work informs what's going to happen afterwards. I think it's sort of wonderful. It's messy, but I think it's wonderful.
And is there such a great tragedy with people going out in the streets to protest?
No. No, it's the concomitant stuff that happens with it that causes the grief. I think you make your protest and then you get on with it. I think holding on to it and milking it and milking it, then that's not helpful any longer. It's one thing to protest. Look what happened when Bank of America tried to put in that $5 fee. People took their accounts out. Wonderful. That's the kind of thing that I love to see happen. Fine, you're the company. You've made a decision. I no longer trust your company. I can't afford you any longer, so I'm going to take my business somewhere else. I don't know that we can do that with a government. I think that might be rather deadly. By the same token, it is the same kind of thing. Each one of us needs to be helpful in that it's one thing to protest. What do you suggest as the solution?
Right.
Tell me what you think we can do. Even my kids up at school who don't have degrees but have a hell of a lot going on up here have ideas. Let's listen to the ideas. Maybe one of them has the answer. It's perfectly possible.
You know, it's ironic. A friend of mine posted on Facebook when the Bank of America charges came out, said, I get really good service. I don't mind the $5 a month charge for that.
So, whoa.
but let me ask you this, Michael. We've got about 30 seconds left here. The markets will actually be stable, will they not, if nothing actually occurs?
I don't know if today's, from what I heard on the radio this morning, I don't know if today's a good indication of that because it's a massive sell-off right now. I don't know if it's in direct correlation to the lack of activity by the super committee.
Once we go past the deadline.
Once we go past, I think the markets will stabilize to the extent that there is some stabilization in Europe and what they're dealing with over
there. That's the answer.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Gentlemen, a thoughtful discussion. Thank you all so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
So do you guys have a favorite teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. And you know what's great is that News 4 has an excellence in education program that you can nominate them for. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. Each month we take your nominations and find one special teacher to recognize. It's our way of highlighting all the wonderful teachers we have in our area. Each month's winner is honored at their school and featured on News 4. News 4's Excellence in Education, a proud partnership with United Federal Credit Union.
It's time to beat the clock. This Friday only and only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store. One day only, get up to 50% off on HD TVs. Or shop early and save up to 22% store-wide. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
At Career College of Northern Nevada, we take pride in the tremendous amount of success our graduates attain.
I would choose a CCNN graduate.
I'd choose a CCNN graduate.
I would choose a CCNN graduate.
CCNN offers career training programs and associate degree programs to prepare you for a successful and fulfilling career.
The reason why I chose here is they're just so helpful. I mean, they called me back all the time to make sure, you know, I got all the information I needed. They made sure that before I walked out that I was comfortable about my choice. And they didn't force me to go here or anything. They're really interested about my future.
You'll receive hands-on training that gives you the experience employers are looking for. Our goal is to ensure you can enter a career training program to help you achieve your educational and personal goals.
If they weren't interested in my money, they were interested in, like, I was going to be somewhere down the road. I mean, I got everything out of this and more.
If you'd like to begin a new career in Allied Health or any of CCNN's programs, and if you're ready to be our next success story, call now.
Home Treasures Marketplace is filled with an eclectic mix of consigned furnishings, gifts, home decor, and fashion accessories. Visit Home Treasures today at the Carson Mall.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
On our next broadcast, we'll have Jeremy Aguero, principal with applied analysis.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.